Ladies and gentlemen, Ralph Gordon and Mark Easley.
We're representing the PCAA. Also, the Cary Academy Old Geezers Society. We may look old geezers, but don't forget we invented rock and roll. Back in 1966, my older sister, who was a what we used to call a Beatlemaniac in those days, listened to the Beatles all the time, and she brought home a record one day that wasn't a Beatle record, actually was by somebody else.
Record?
Popular duo of the day.
Oh, a record. An LP.
Yeah.
Similar.
This is what we used to listen to. Pull that out. Yeah, probably like that.
You thought changing the CD in the car was tough.
Okay, that's what we call an LP record, and that's what we used to listen to back in the day. If you ever hear your parents say, you know, you sound like a broken record, talking about one of these things. How many people, their parents have a big dusty pile of these at home somewhere? Yeah. Well, anyway, back in 1966, my sister brings home the record called Simon and Garfunkel, and she puts it on a record player. I know some of you will remember. My dad had one. It was called a Magnavox, and it looked like a big piece of furniture. You know what I mean? It's like that, about the size of that piano over there. It had speakers in it and a record changer, and you put a big stack of your records in there and play them like all day long and scratch them all up. Anyway, she puts it on the Magnavox, that Simon and Garfunkel record, and she starts to play it, and I hear it, and I'm just, well, what's that? And I went and sat down in front of the record, and I heard a lot of good music, but I actually heard this. It was Paul Simon playing acoustic guitar, which I never really noticed too much before. And I sat down in front of that Magnavox, and I sat there for a long, long time with some of that music. So I'm sure that's the day I became a guitar player. So now that this is the 40th anniversary of that year, 2006, I asked Ralph to come up and help me do a song off of that record. He's going to be our Garfunkel. You can tell that he's got the sweater. I'm going to be Paul Simon, you can tell, because I'm short and fat. Okay, and then so we'll do it old-fashioned style. We'll use the same mic together, too. And this song's called Don't Move Fat. You ready, Ralph?
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one hat stands my suitcase.